Hello, divine humans and friends. Welcome in. I am your host, Kimberly Bell, and welcome to You Are Good Enough. Today, we are talking about, I've been asked this question, you know, how do we age? So today, we're going to talk about aging with ease and grace and what I've realized for myself. This is such a big conversation because we are literally recreating, or at least I feel what's absolutely necessary is that we recreate a paradigm for what we think age really is. We have a lot of ideas, we have prejudice, we have experience, we have a lot of programs running, what aging means for a man, what aging means for a woman, all of us. And for myself, and I will be honest, this has been a very big one for me. And I really struggled. This was absolutely a big one on my earth curriculum, is what I'll call it. Anything, let me just say this before we get started. Remember, anything that is bothering you, that is getting your attention, that is a problem or dis-ease, it is your earth curriculum. It is time for you. When something bothers you, take a look at it. That's why it's getting your attention. It's important to pay attention. So let's talk about this. In a lot of ways, because we are recreating a new paradigm for aging, it's really necessary that we change many things, really. But the big thing that I have found is we really got to work with the mind, the body, the spirit, the emotional body. They are all important in this shift. And what I have found personally is most important is my connection with source. We can put that under spiritual body, right? Is my connection with God, with source, the universe. Because we are leaving the skin deep and we're actually going into the deeper meaning. Right? If you notice, that's what's happening on the planet, right? We're leaving the skin deep experience and we're going deeper and we're being called to go deeply within. And because aging can be so painful for many of us, and this is what we've chosen pain to help us navigate or pain to help us evolve, basically. That's why it's important. How do we change this? There's a very large amount of what I would call a sweet surrender that needs to happen. When something is on our path, we can either embrace it or we can resist it. And what I have found, and I sure have resisted a good portion of my life, what I have found works more so with ease and grace is owning it, grabbing a hold of it, embracing it and saying, I choose you. I choose this path. I am going to, you could use a word like conquer. That's kind of very old, right? Pretty 3D. But I choose to embrace the change that is happening in this now moment of time. All right. So let's talk about this. Let's start with the body. Okay. Because we're going to talk about the body, the mind, spirit, and the emotional body. Like I said, they're all important. When it comes to the body, what I have found, and I wanted to move through this in such a powerful way, aging, because I really struggled. Every time I'd look in the mirror, I would reject myself. Every time I'd catch a glance coming out of the shower, I noticed skin was changing. We can make jokes about it, but we know that we suffer silently in a lot of ways at what's really going on. So what's important is our body relationship. We can either resist it or we can become best friends with it. The perspective that I find is so important is to realize that you are not your body. You are using your body. You can call it a body vehicle. Some people call it a body suit. You're using your body so that you can navigate the earth plane. So it's important to realize this. This was big for me. This actually really was helpful to me to start to shift from hating the way that the changes that I was seeing into more compassion for this body that was here to co-create this lifetime with me. I started to adopt an appreciation for my body because I've done a lot of work and I realized that the body holds a lot of information. It tells us, it gives us a lot of information. So I've realized now that we work in tandem with the body. That's really what this is. And we can either hate on our body, who's actually shown up to support us while we're here on the planet, or we can become best friends with the body. And we can know that we're co-creating together. And that's part of the mind, right? The shift, the perspective. So that for me was paramount in realizing that my body is not me. Because we've been programmed so much to believe that what is really important in a lot of ways is how you look. How you look, what you do, those types of things. So we have a lot of, I'll call it wounding and trauma around identification, because we've been quite confused as to what really is valuable in this world, what really is important. And it's a lot deeper than skin. So I think that that has been the number one thing for me, is to realize that I can either push the body away, resist it, reject it, have prejudice against it, or I can actually start parenting it and start to learn how to love it and to realize how much it's done for me. I have 3 children. My body to me is quite amazing. This vessel of mine was able to give birth to 3 human beings, or I will say divine humans. And it has been the greatest joy in my life, in many senses. Also, teaching is the greatest joy in my life. But let's think about that. The other thing that I really appreciate about my body is that I'm able to be very active. I'm able to do basically, I think, whatever I really want to do. I can lift heavy things. I work out. I love to play pickleball. I love to go hike. And I don't want to feel limited. But at the same time, I honor my body now. I honor. What is it, body, that you need? What do you need right now? Well, maybe going to the gym is not the best thing. What do you need? It's really important, I will say, if you want to age with ease and grace, what you consume with all of your senses is really important. It's a good thing to take a look at. For example, am I drinking a lot? A lot of alcohol. Alcohol will age you so fast. It gives you, it ages you. It's such a toxin that it really makes it so hard. Your body ends up abandoning you and your vitality and your longevity, and it actually has to go and work through what you just consumed, what you drank. Food, another one, a really big one. For example, right now I'm being called intuitively to eat a lot lighter, and I'm drinking a lot of fresh juice, a lot of greens, but all kinds of colors. That helps my body and I, we're working together, feel better, because it is important to feel good. That's a big part of this aging process as well, is to feel good. So I am also aware of what I listen to. It could be listening to things on the radio or, music. I try and listen to a lot of high frequency music. And look, all in moderation. I didn't just get to where I am today in the last week. Okay, I've been on this journey for about 15 to 20 years in a lot of ways. So what I'm seeing also is really important, right? What you watch, what you pay attention to, how you feel when you're connecting with things. It's time for a deeper awareness of self. If we're going to recreate this aging paradigm, it's really important to really know, observe what's happening in our field. So let's move to mind. Your mind carries, our minds carry a lot of beliefs. Our minds carry prejudices. Our minds carry a lot of worries, a lot of fears. What will they think? How are they looking at me? Do they still think I'm hot? Worrying I don't look good enough, like all of these things. And it is funny because I had to look at my own prejudices around aging. I will say that I grew up in a household, or I had family members, I'll say, because it wasn't just there. I had family members who were focused on aging well. One of my parents in particular, it was really important to look young. So I really adopted this. So when I started seeing the signs that I will say were programmed to look for, remember, it's what you focus on. But when I started seeing the signs of aging, I couldn't stop focusing on them. It's like, oh my God, I'm looking every day in the mirror. Oh my God, I'm looking at my legs. I'm looking to see how the skin changes. I was doing things to change the skin. I was physically doing things to try and keep the sky from falling. Because if you're struggling with aging, that's how you may feel. I certainly did. I was trying to keep it all together, trying to maintain what I had. And you know what? It runs away from you. The more you try and hold on to it, the more you try to keep your hands around it, it's like life. The more you try and control everything, the more it starts to blow up in your face. So I was pushed to take a look at all of these things, and prejudices I definitely had. I had prejudices against myself for aging. I had, well, I wouldn't say so much that I had prejudices against other people. I wasn't really judging other people. It was more of a one-on-one. But take a look for yourself. And guess what? No judgment if you are judging other people. This is part of what you adopted as you've grown up in life. There's no judgment with your choices, with your process, with your how you feel. We're into embracing ourselves, supporting ourselves as we move through this. I am only guiding through this podcast what has really worked for me and my personal experience, which is definitely going to be different than yours, right? So it really is, again, it's important to embrace versus resist. You want to become your best friend with your body in a lot of ways. I found it. I started parenting the body. What do you need today? How do you feel today? Well, maybe it's not a good day to go to the gym. Last 2 days, I have done, I did exercise this morning. I couldn't yesterday and I couldn't the day before. And you know what? Thank goodness I'm at a place where my mind doesn't get super caught up with if I didn't go to the gym. And that's your mind, again, by the way, right? If that's something that you deal with, you don't have trust in yourself, perhaps, or that you're going to spiral out of control or whatever it is. But this is why it's important to really take a look at the mind, step into that mind, tell that mind what to pay attention to, tell that mind what to think, reprogram your belief system. These are all important things if you want to age gracefully, with ease and grace. It helps you. See, anything that you can do to support your feeling experience is the place to go. So the prejudices, the rejection versus embracing. So we're choosing embracing ourselves. Okay, let's talk about the spirit. When it comes to spirit and our connection to source, it helps a lot when you can begin this relationship, deepen this relationship. And what do I mean by that? Well, here's what I started doing. Spending a little time outside in nature, being still and being quiet, connecting with the birds, the trees, the greenery, taking off my shoes and my socks, stepping on the planet, having that peaceful beginning of my day. And I still do that, but it's a little bit longer now. That's how I began to have a stronger, more deepened relationship with Source or God. When we have a stronger relationship, we actually feel more secure about ourselves. We feel more trusting that there is something else with us, not just us alone. And I am absolutely here to promise you that there is something so big going on here. So start your relationship if you don't already have one. This is also the type of relationship where you can become more intuitive. You can really allow that intuition to come through because you're allowing for the space. You're allowing for it to happen. So I started to do that daily. I started to put myself basically on a routine. Do this new connection with the planet. At that time, I was triggered by the word God. So I really wasn't looking to maybe connect with God so much. I felt a little traumatized by the whole God word, to be honest with you. And I think we all are because of religion. Whatever it is, universe. Universe worked for me at that time. So I started to engage. And this is also a great way, I want to say, how to get into the driver's seat of your day. Begin that quiet moment. Have that conversation with the birds, nature, and also yourself. How are you feeling? What's going on for you? What do you need today? What can I do to help you feel good? Body, what can I do to help you feel good today? What is it that you really want? Oh, body feels a little tired, right? I know this might sound silly, but people, this is, for me, this has been the way, okay? And you can start asking questions during this quiet and peaceful time, but also allow nature to show you how natural and organic it is. It just is. Life is a lot more effortless for us all. We've really complicated it with our mind in a lot of ways. So that's why I'm such a big fan of beginning to deepen this relationship with Source or Spirit. Now, the emotional body. Let's talk about this. This is a big one. So we carry in our lifetime, right, a lot of regret. We have relationships in our life. We might regret. We might not have them to be the way that we want them to feel with our children. We may have stuck energy and sadness still, grief around past relationships. It's really important also to take a look at what you are holding on to. What is weighing you down in your life? What is it that you've been carrying since childhood? It could be about the way you look. It could be what people have always said to you. I allowed this to help me go deeper into my own spiritual journey and path. This type of work. We have to look at what we're carrying, because the carrying, the burdens every day, if you haven't allowed space for it, right? And I teach this, but if you haven't allowed space to work through the emotions that are within the body still, your emotional body, whether they're in all of your bodies, in a lot of cases, if you haven't done that work, you're going to be carrying. And I'm all about, let's lighten our load. We don't have to be carrying all of these things around. You can actually learn how to become your own best friend. You can learn how to offer yourself authentic compassion, forgiveness. And what this will allow you to do is to deepen your relationship with yourself so much that you start to really, you like yourself. You start to think you're, yeah, maybe a little cool, maybe not cool, but you start to have compassion for yourself. You start to learn self-love. You start to deepen your value for yourself, your appreciation for yourself, for your life journey, and what you've already endured while you have been here. All of these things that I am mentioning are absolutely paramount when it comes to recreating your own aging paradigm. They're absolutely paramount for you aging with ease and grace. Now, let's just talk about a few things, you know, because I've actually gotten this question. How do you feel so good, Kimberly? How do you have so much energy? How do you, you know, you look a lot younger than you are, and I don't feel sexy anymore, and, you know, I'm so depressed that this and that and whatever. Everything that I've talked about are things that I stand by. I do on a regular basis, because we're always doing the good work. If you want to be a happy, joyful person in your life, you must start to shift your mind, your body, and your spirit connection in a lot of ways. So let's talk about this thing called sexy. With us going from skin into ourselves and into the deeper experience in life, which again is what we're all here to do, you start to not care as much about the skin deep. Meaning, if you used to dress for every man in town because you wanted to get a look, because you wanted to get this, you wanted to get that, that probably won't work for you anymore when you are doing this work, because your life takes on a much deeper appreciation. You start to value maybe different things than you used to, right? It changes. So I'm going to use me as an example, because I was definitely somebody who, if I was in a relationship, I would want to put something on that person really liked. I'll be honest, right? For me, it got a little out of balance. It got a little out of balance. And there are a lot of reasons why that is. And I've shared a lot of that with you guys. So you know what? Now what's important for me when it comes to like looking sexy, I'm not really looking to have that just physical interaction with somebody. Those days are so gone, and they were gone a while ago, okay? I'm here for the deeper experience. I'm here for the deep connection with another being. That is why I am here. I'm here to co-create that experience. My idea, I guess I'll say, of sexy has changed. What's happened to me is I love myself. What's happened to me is I value myself. I have self-compassion. I'm able to forgive myself now. My whole life experience and relationship with me has completely changed. So what's important to me now is to actually have this relationship with my body. I do what works best for us, and that's kind of how it goes. But so my idea around sexy's changed. What do I find sexy myself? Confidence, not arrogance. Confidence. I think men actually find a woman who's confident, who's mature, who's emotionally balanced, sexy. Where if a man changes his mind, maybe his partner isn't going to get all flustered, and vice versa. It's not one way for one sex and another. We've had a lot of stories and we have been programmed for sure. But you know what I mean? It's like a well-adjusted, happy human being that I can focus on experiencing and being with someone on a higher level. That is sexy to me. And honestly, sexy can be in the bedroom too. But sexy, I think, happens when you feel safe with another person. And I think that we're often insecure when we're more focused on that more superficial relationship. We don't know always if we can trust. We don't know if we feel safe. We don't know because we don't know ourselves. We don't know because our connection with source might not be there or might not be strong enough. We become more confident when we know ourselves and we navigate and direct our lives. That's when we can experience a new type of thing. You know what else is really sexy? Having boundaries. Not just picking up the phone every time somebody calls. Not just picking up that text just because they did and I need a dopamine hit for them to approve of me in this now moment of time. I'm in the middle of a podcast. I can't get to it right now. And they know, because they're confident and they're secure within themselves, that I'll get to them when I can. And they don't take that as though they're not super important to me. You know what I mean? It's like you begin to have this different relationship. Being really comfortable with yourself is sexy. And that really is powerful because people feel that vibe about you. It's nice to be with somebody too, where they don't take things personally. It's nice to be able to speak your mind in a loving way without worrying if your partner is going to get totally triggered. That's the younger relationship. That's the more, you know, superficial and what's sexy, what we've been programmed to believe is sexy. And Playboy was like the first thing, right? To show us what sexy is. That's just sex. That's lust. That's sex. And that goes along with a lot of imbalance and a lack of self-care. And our world has really revolved around sex, what's sexy, what isn't. This is part of changing this whole paradigm. What is the new sexy? The new sexy are these things that I feel like I'm talking about. I would love to hear from you. What do you think the new sexy is, right? Because when you allow yourself to say yes to this journey, and if aging is part of that journey for you, when you can allow yourself to actually embrace it and learn so much about you, what makes you tick, what you need to clean up within yourself emotionally, mentally, all of these things, that just gives you so much confidence to be able to navigate a lot of situations. And along the way, I will say what's important is to have this toolbox, right? Where we can access these tools, which you might learn from other teachers, just like myself, to help you navigate when things come up. What do I do? Oh yeah, that's what I can do. Go outside and breathe, or just breathe, or switch gears for a moment. Turn on some high frequency music. Okay, if you are somebody who felt like you were doing well with moving through menopause, and you no longer feel like you're doing well moving through menopause, these things that I'm talking about are going to help you get back on track. Here's the big takeaway. The reason you're feeling the frustration and the reason you're feeling the pain is because there's something there to get your attention. Are you giving too much of yourself to another person? Are you worrying about things that aren't yours to worry about? Take a look around. Take a look in these different areas. Look in your relationships. Look in your confidence, how you feel about yourself. And I want to say, we have been programmed that we have to have a relationship with another person. And if we don't, there's something wrong with us. And I'm here to tell you, that is just not the case. That is so not the case. I've been single for a long time. I've had amazing relationships. My relationships have been some of the biggest teachings in my life, and I think you can probably agree that that's probably been the case for you too. But what I want to say is, being single, being in your own energy, being alone with your own energy is when the magic can really and truly begin to happen. So if you are someone who gets depressed and sad and lonely when you're alone, go back to looking at your mind, your body, your spiritual connection, your emotional body, your emotions. Look at what is it that you need to heal within yourself. What are the relationships that are getting your attention? But you go through changes. So I've moved through a lot in my lifetime, and I'm super grateful. My life is so full, and I am so happy to be not in a relationship. If it comes into my life, I'll be super happy. It does. But I'm very content with taking trips alone, doing things by myself, grabbing a bite to eat somewhere, if that's what's going on. I don't see the movies much anymore, but if I did, I'm fine walking in that theater being by myself. And you know what? That gives you confidence. That deepens how you feel about yourself. It's a wonderful feeling to know that I'm okay alone. And you know what? I want to say this. None of us are alone. We're not. Part of the reason I'm okay being alone is because my relationship with Source is so much stronger than it was many years ago. I ran from religion for various reasons. Didn't feel good around it. Really allow that relationship between you and God, the universe, creator, to be the most important when it comes to your foundation. It's you, your connection with your Source, and it's you working with your body. You work in tandem. Learn to embrace, learn to love versus resist, reject, because your body gets to listen to you and it gets to hear the thoughts. All of that is energy. It all matters. Then you can actually start to have more confidence about the mind, how to shift it, the emotions. They'll change too as a result of the mind, right? All this stuff works together. But the most important is your relationship with Source and that connection. That's what I believe. I was talking with one of my sons the other day. I believe we believe that is what is missing on this planet. There's a lot of healing to do around that, but it really is time to look at that relationship and recreate that relationship as well and have it be about love, 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 unconditional love. So have love for yourself, compassion for yourself, forgiveness for yourself, patience for yourself, with yourself, and work in tandem with your body. Have that nice, strong connection with Source. If you don't have it strong, begin today. That is where I'm going to leave it. Here's to all of you who would like some support as you move through age with ease and grace. And as usual, it is my honor to walk this path with you, and let me know what else you want to hear. This podcast was a result of getting feedback from two females who wanted support during this time. So I really hope it was helpful. So much love to you all. Take care, and I will talk to you soon.